Hör verstehen.
2021.
Teil 2.
Martha's Audio File. 2 years ago, 15-year-old Martha von Münster in North Rhine-Westphalia spent a year as an exchange student in Leeds, a city in the north of England. 3 weeks before her return to Germany, Martha was asked by Mr. Hopkins, the head teacher of her school in Leeds, to record an audio file for their school website. For this audio file, Mr. Hopkins encouraged Martha to describe things that struck her as confusing, surprising, amusing, or strange aspects of British culture. Listen to Martha's audio file.
Hi, my name is Martha Petzold. I come from a city called Münster, which is located in the northwest of Germany. It is the middle of June and I have now spent almost a year at your school as an exchange student. The other day, Mr. Hopkins asked me to create an audio file about things that have struck me in one way or another about Britain and the British during my stay here in Leeds. I'll start with the very first thing that any German exchange student would probably find amazing about British schools. School uniform. I had already known for a long time that school uniform is compulsory in most British schools. However, I must admit that I was not really fond of the uniform at first, because in Germany I had always been used to dressing the way I wanted to at school. I have come to understand why school uniform is not really that bad. In contrast to what often happens at schools in Germany, in Britain no student tries to outdress anybody else. And there's no bullying about not wearing branded clothes or about failing to follow the latest fashion trends either. What's more, school uniform tends to create a sense of togetherness, identity, and team spirit, which can rarely be found in German schools. Another thing that I noticed right away when I arrived here last summer is that the British say sorry much more often than Germans do. In fact, sometimes the British even apologize when it was the other person who did something wrong or inappropriate. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I ran along the hallway at school because I was late for my science class. When I dashed around a corner, I bumped straight into Mr. Hopkins. As a consequence, he dropped all the things he was carrying. But before I could say anything, he had already apologized to me twice. In Germany, every teacher would have reacted angrily. What will also catch the eye of a foreigner coming to Britain is undoubtedly the preference of the British for forming a queue. It may sound like a stereotype, but from my personal experience, I can confirm that the British really queue everywhere. At bus stops, in tube stations, in front of shops, cinemas, restaurants, banks, you name it. A queue in itself may not be extraordinary, but the orderly, polite, and quiet behavior of British people in a queue is just stunning. What I still find surprising about Britain too has to do with tea. Before coming here, I'd had no idea how important a cup of tea can be. Both in the morning and right after school in the afternoon, I was asked by either of my host parents whether I would like a cup of tea. But that is not the full story about the importance of tea in Britain. To begin with, in the morning the tea has to be strong and dark to help people wake up, whereas the tea served in the afternoon is milder and lighter. Second, there can be long discussions in Britain about whether milk has to be added before or after pouring tea into the cup. Finally, the enormous importance of tea in British culture is also reflected in common English idioms such as "not my cup of tea" or "not for all the tea in China." Last but not least, for a foreigner like me, it is quite amazing how often the British talk about the weather. After spending a year in Britain, however, I think I have come to understand why the British seem to be so obsessed with talking about the weather. Here in Leeds, just like in other parts of Britain, I suppose, the weather is much more changeable than in my hometown in Germany. Even during the summer, you can experience a sequence of morning fog, rainfall, stretches of sunshine, and strong winds with clouds rushing by, even within a couple of hours. Well, there are certainly a number of other things about Britain that I could enlarge on, but I think I'd better stop here. Thank you very much for listening.